story. So our another illustration, a little short here. Trying to understand, because this is what I'm doing here, trying to understand the economy of the world. Then maybe we can show it something like this, that money means value, meaning something that is valuable. And, well, either you've got some activity, some service, or some product that people need and want and pay for. And as well, it seemed like when I was a kid, those who supply and produce such commodities, they make money. And money, well, I thought long time, and it was for a long time, those pieces of paper we call money correspond to a certain amount of gold. And thus we can understand the value and what money is and what riches are and how riches are made. Simple, right? And then people who produce those things and working in this factory making trousers. Well, my father had such a factory. I worked there for 1 week. And our family sold trousers, got money, and could buy a car, bicycle, this and that, that others made in other factories. So it was like sharing. And that's smart. You do this part of the work, I do that part of the work, and we all get supplied. But then, so we can show that. I'm like drawing it here in my mind. It's hope it can be interpreted as an image of some sort. I mean, drawn on paper or screen, and some panels of my graphic novel, and maybe animated. And then, but then you have something else on top of that, if we should say top, or hanging below that or something. Well, I would say top because it's a bubble blown up where we have something called the stock market and all that, which happened when the impersonal corporations came. And they bought your company, your factory, and other trouser factories, and made the trousers much more cheaper. And oh, how many more trousers they sold, and so much more profit they made. That was a good idea. So then I can go and I can buy some shares in that company. And what's good about that is that as that company grows bigger and makes more and more profit, and look at it, it took that little Pio's father's factory and turned it into a big multinational industry. Look, there's this low-cost factories all over there in Asia. And, ooh, they work hard, these little Chinese Indians. Good. So our shares, my shares in that company, in that corporation, they are becoming more and more valuable. So I'm keeping my money invested in that corporation by keeping my shares there and see them grow. As long as that corporation is doing good and expanding. And making profits. And if it stops making more profits all the time, then I may be suspicious. Maybe it reached its peak here. Maybe something is not going well. And maybe just in case here, I should sell my stocks. Well, normally you wouldn't, right? Because you know that this factory producing company, they know what they're doing, and they produce good trousers, and there's always a market for trousers. So still, things look pretty stable. But then you have corporations who grow bigger and bigger, and the stock market is just about the numbers and a little abbreviation denoting which corporation or company that number represents. And how much they increased their value and their profits this last quarter. But not even that, how much the value of the stocks increased and or decreased, which, well, one should expect to follow from the increase or decrease of profits for that company, but it doesn't anymore. It's controlled by other factors, well, which are there in the minds of investors. So in a way it becomes a Ponzi scheme. Where it's about expected value, estimated value, perceived value of things. Things that are not really things anymore, but, well, not even pieces of paper, shares and things, but numbers. and computer systems. And in the minds of people. And if you then have a high number on your account on that server over there, it belongs to a bank, you can go there and withdraw from there something called money, or draw your credit, your pay card, whatever, and buy something. You could buy gold, food, buildings, all kinds of things. And then, of course, then the numbers became real value. So it is, of course, real value there, right? The numbers. But then, because of the value of those shares, which then are those that you can sell and put the number in a bank and take that and buy something for, they might, if everyone on that stock market, maybe, you know, this huge, big market, ooh, it's big like a balloon, like a dome over the city. If they all decide that, oops, this is not going well for that company, not for that and not for that, and they want to sell and buy something else. But what to buy, because everyone starts selling everything. Because that big bank just went bankrupt and something is happening here. There's no oil anymore to run the industries. There's a war over there blocking it. There are sanctions and this and that. And then you see the numbers on your computer screen for the total value of your assets in the form of these shares on the stock market plummet. It goes from billions and billions down to, oops, millions instead, and oops, thousands instead. And oops, I have no money anymore. I can't go with my card and buy a house or a yacht or even food. So the question is, how rich were those people actually? And how did they earn those riches? By honest work, generating products or services, or by dealing with, well, selling and buying such things, but also selling and buying such numbers and papers and stocks and bonds and this and that. And if now those countries on the other side of the planet, where the factories are, and where the resources are, and where the hard-working workers are, don't want to work for you anymore, they prefer to sell and buy between themselves or others, because you're not a reliable, trustworthy customer anymore. You've only got numbers on your computers. But those numbers are not worth anything anymore here. Then, well, there you can sit in your skyscrapers, in your fantastic, grand metropolis cities, and well, gotta pay the rent, get the food for the kids every day. And well, maybe it's time to move out in the countryside and grow your potatoes and cabbage. Can go quickly.